Hello and welcome to Where Will You Stand? In this episode, we're going to be talking about Joe Rogan getting attacked for very past actions, which is something the left loves to do. Should the ESPN really be preaching about anything to do with politics? They're a sports channel. The death of the legacy media is on the rise. California substitute teacher says the thin blue line mask is a Confederate flag. Violence is being waged against peaceful movement protesters in the Freedom Convoy. GoFundMe is even taking their money and giving it to Planned Parenthood and BLM rioters. Jackass is back, and we'll talk about that quickly. And suggestive TikTok videos show that they could be damaging your brain. And without further ado, before we start getting into all of that, I have a great clip from Harrison Smith. He has a skit on the Rona pitch, and it is absolutely hilarious. If you're anti-mandate and basically have any bearing of common sense, you're going to absolutely love this. Without further ado, this is Harrison Smith, and if you don't know who he is or the organization that he works for, all I'm going to say is they turned the frickin' frogs gay. And if you know, you know.
Good news!
Oh yeah?
Yeah, we've rolled back the ban on gain-of-function research.
Really?
So now it's legal for us to modify viruses and make them more deadly and transmissible to humans.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, it's important that we be prepared in case something like that happened in the future.
In case somebody modifies a deadly virus to be more infectious and able to transmit to humans?
Oh, can you imagine?
Yeah, sounds dangerous.
No, it's fine. We're doing it at a level 4 weapons research lab in Wuhan, China. Very secure.
Okay, good.
Terrible news.
Oh no.
There's been an outbreak of a mysterious new respiratory virus in Wuhan, China.
Wuhan, China? Like where the research lab is?
Yeah, exactly. Like right where the lab is.
So do you think it could have come from the lab?
But no, absolutely not. No. I'd see how you could make that mistake, but no. The virus, the deadly virus with the artificial furin cleavage sites that make it able to infect humans, that came from the farmer's market down the road from the dangerous bioweapons lab.
Just so you know, all of this is published data that you can actually not so easily find anymore, since Google has a monopoly on the data and they get to do whatever they want with it. I suggest you use DuckDuckGo or Bing or something else like that, even though Bing is a Microsoft thing, and they're not as restrictive with the information that you're able to find.
And you expect us to believe that?
I'll ban you from the internet if you don't.
Oh God.
No need to worry. The global medical establishment's always preparing for these types of things. In fact, like 2 months ago, they held a course called Event 201 where they basically predicted exactly what would happen, right down to the type of virus and where it came from. So
they're like totally on top of this.
Actually, they're gonna do nothing for months and let it spread all over the world.
But it started in China, right? Like, can't we at least halt travel with them?
I didn't realize you were a racist.
What?
Yeah, I didn't realize you had some deep, seething hatred of Asian people. In fact, I think it's despicable.
Whoa, I'm talking about the virus.
Oh, the virus? It's here now.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it came on a plane from China. There's nothing we could do.
Well, what do we know about the virus so far?
Not a lot, but we're going to go ahead and assume that it's the deadliest thing in the world and everybody's scared. We're all scared.
You didn't seem very worried about it when it was in China.
Well, no, I was calling you a racist then. That's what was important. But now we're very scared of the virus. Everybody's scared. You're scared.
Well, does it affect certain ages or populations or groups, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, it's way deadlier to the elderly and the sick.
Okay, well, why don't we start by protecting them?
No, we're actually going to send COVID-infected patients into nursing homes instead.
Jeez, well, okay, well, what are you doing to stop the spread? UV lights, vitamin C, vitamin D, should I wear a mask?
We know that masks don't really stop you from getting this type of infection. The science is pretty much settled on this. Masks don't work.
Okay, so no mask.
Actually, they're mandatory, and also we're shutting down everything.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's called lockdown. I'm basically declaring martial law and saying that you can't leave your house or gather in large groups.
How do you think you're going to get people to go along with this?
Well, it's only for 2 weeks.
It's going to last forever, isn't it?
Maybe.
And you're shutting everything down? Everything? Every restaurant? Every store?
Yep, absolutely everything. Everything's shut down. We're all in this together.
So like even like Walmart and Target?
No, they can stay open.
Okay, well, what about like McDonald's or Taco Bell? Obviously, McDonald's and Taco Bell can stay open.
Okay, so the big chain stores can stay open, but if a small business tries to stay open, we will send a tank and point a rifle in their face.
I'm going to go ahead and say, I live in Maine, and many, many small mom-and-pop stores, especially restaurants, they had it the hardest, closed to never open again. Many people lost their livelihoods and so forth. And it just, you know, it just pretty bad. It's gotten pretty bad. And a lot of people got the shit end of the stick, to say at the least.
And maybe send them to jail, but it's only for 2 weeks or years or whatever. I mean, won't that crash the economy? Oh yeah, 100%, for sure. Okay, but this stops the virus. It does not, no. Okay, other than masks that don't work and lockdowns that don't work, is there anything else you suggest that we do? Oh, I'm not suggesting anything. I'm imposing plastic barriers and social distancing as well. Okay, so those work. No, of course not. It's ridiculous. Just think about it. But we do encourage contact tracing, where you download our app to your phone and then use it to log everywhere you go and everything you do and everyone you interact with. It sounds like a precursor to vaccine passports. No way. That's crazy. Hey, by the way, we sent a investigative team to figure out the origins of the virus. Oh, so you're investigating the lab? No. Okay, well, who are you sending to investigate? The guy who runs the lab. Yeah, this sounds suspicious. It's not. I mean, the whole thing sounds sketchy. Nothing you're saying really makes any sense. And it seems like the same people imposing the masks and lockdowns are the same people that are benefiting from it. And it seems like it's going to have way worse long-term effects than the virus itself. I mean, all of this seems arbitrary and expensive. Well, it's only until we get the vaccine. And actually, it's going to be a wonderful, revolutionary new mRNA vaccine. So, you know, thank God we have Bill Gates helping us with this. Bill Gates, isn't he the one who thinks the most pressing issue the Earth faces is overpopulation and that the best way to reduce population is through vaccines? Didn't he give a TED Talk to that effect? No, shut up. He loves you.
There you go. And to the TED Talk that Bill Gates had given, I can't remember exactly how long ago it was. It was a reasonable amount of time. I want to say it was like a few years ago, maybe a little longer than that. It was for the Davos Group and the World Economic Forum, I'm pretty sure. And just a quick bit of information about that, the last World Economic Forum Davos Group meeting, Klaus Schwab opened the statements on the floor and then handed the speech off to Xi Jinping, the president of China, who then spoke after Xi Jinping, the communist leader of China, was no other than Anthony Fauci. Go think about that. I highly encourage you to watch everything that comes out of the World Economic Forum is shrouded in so many things that are just completely and totally mind-numbingly boring that you will want to kill yourself before you actually finish reading any of it. It's terrible, but they do that for a reason. All the tidbits of information are hidden inside of it that nobody would really want to look for, and it's kind of crazy when you actually get down into it and start looking really hard, and you find a lot of stuff. But
towards those who create more speech, meaning the people whipping their ass. Turns out democracy dies when you get 10 times their best audience. What do you say, Doughboy?
Not all opinions are created equal. You think about major newsrooms like CNN that have health departments and desks and operations that work hard on verifying information on COVID-19. And then you have talk show stars like Joe Rogan who just wing it, who make it up as they go along. And because figures like Rogan are trusted by people that don't trust real newsrooms, we have a tension, a problem that's much bigger than Spotify.
Yeah, you should ask why they don't trust you. But he's panicked. You can tell by the sweat. His dome is shinier than a Christmas ornament. But he shouldn't worry. When CNN goes away, he can always work directly for the DNC. And I hear they have great donuts in the break room. But CNN claims the truth is in danger and we need action right now, which is how legacy media tries to protect itself. And over again, roll that montage, Marvin.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
What does Putin have on Trump? Has Trump been compromised?
This was the actual swab that was being used to fit up that double barrel shotgun that you have mounted on the front of your pretty face.
We are not fake news. We are real news.
If you watch a certain state TV and you listen to conservative media, you would think that, you know, entire cities are just, you know, embroiled in fights and fires and whatever. We went out and had a great dinner. The biggest terror threat in this country comes from radicals on the far right, primarily white men.
Much of the dossier has been corroborated. Some rioters were planning to murder lawmakers.
But it does look like that young man to me is taunting the Native American Vietnam vet, and he's in his face.
See, it's just completely ridiculous. Now, this is about Joe Rogan being attacked by his past actions. You know, obviously, with all the controversy that's been going around, no doubt they're just going to be... Anytime something like this happens in history, especially when it's all the liberals that are pissed off, they will go to the ends of the earth and do an FBI-style investigation and dig up any dirt that you have ever done. They'll talk about the fact that you picked your nose the wrong way in third grade and call you a racist for it. And that's almost what's happening. Even though Joe Rogan did have some derogatory remarks that he said, and he even apologized for it and said, hey, I was just a dumb idiot comedian doing dumb shit, basically. And what do you think? Do you think that the ESPN should really be talking about politics in any manner whatsoever? I don't think so at all. A sports affiliation? No. The only thing that they should be talking about is men catching balls. And men playing with their balls. And anything to do with that sort of thing. That's their job. Their job is not to sit there and talk about politics or ideologies or anything of that sort.
I'm just telling you a very hard... I'm telling you a very hard, ugly truth, okay? Of all the things that I care about, yes, it is below my line.
And I want to ask him one question. You know, one question. If your mother, if your daughter, if your sister was in those concentration camps and getting torture and gang rape every day, would you still think about money? Would you still remain silent? So I want him to answer that question.
Yeah, I mean, greed is a sin. People used to say that out loud. No one ever says that out loud now, but mm-hmm. You obviously understand it. And I'm so glad you said that, and I'm so glad you're in this country.
Now, the problem is, they were talking about the Uyghur genocide that's happening in China, and it is absolutely appalling what is happening to those people. I mean, in fact, they're a minority, and for some reason, you know, obviously the liberals... They love supporting the minority of any race, but apparently only in America, right? Only when it fits the narrative that is going on. Now, I don't really want to care about the genocide that's happening on the other side of the country. I mean, on the other side of the planet, because, well, it doesn't really fit what we had planned. We planned to do this, and we have Nancy running for re-election. Yes, she is, but it's for the children. As so she says. I don't think people are buying into that anymore. Hopefully not. Maybe we can actually, you know, push her out of there and get somebody else elected that isn't going to be an establishment politician like her. Especially with all the insider trading that she does. I mean, if Martha could get taken out for doing somebody warned her that she was going to lose her money. So, like any smart person would do, she moved her money. She went to jail. Nancy did not. They make the laws, so it's rules for thee and not for me. Which is a really serious issue. For some reason, politicians get to do whatever the hell they want. And there's no legal repercussions for their actions, but there definitely is for us. But the Uyghur genocide that's going on in China is an atrocity, and it should be talked about. It absolutely should be talked about. I don't know why all the politicizing and propaganda that's been going on is being supported so much. Oh, wait, no. Yeah, China has basically bought out Hollywood. China has basically bought out some of these news affiliations, and China gets to push whatever they want, however they want, and any of this shit. And what people don't understand is that a lot of the crazy stuff that's been going out, and especially the thing that I'm going to be talking about later with the suggestive TikTok videos actually affecting your brain and cognitive function in a very negative way. If you've seen any of the videos that are directed towards the Chinese population on the same app, you would see something completely very different. You'll see a bunch of people with a high level of work ethic. You'll see a lot of, obviously, propaganda. But you'll see a whole bunch of pro-China, pro-military strength and good workmanship. And overall, what I would say, wholesome content. But in America, you get to see all these confused people about their gender and people twerking, and half of it is just softcore porn, basically. It is absolutely disgusting. And people are okay with it. People are completely and totally fine with it. People love TikTok. I love the short videos that throw off my attention span because they're only 8 seconds long and I get to just scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll. It's instant gratification. And I don't know why I can't concentrate on anything anymore. That's why. Just so you know. And now we're going to get on to something juicy. A substitute teacher. He's not even a full teacher. He's not even a real teacher. So, why? Why is he so opinionated when he's just a substitute?
Thin blue line.
Yeah, but it's not America.
Got thin blue line.
That's the new Confederacy flag.
In the video you'll see only on CBS 13, a substitute teacher caught on camera allegedly harassing an 8th grade student over the thin blue line on his mask.
Alright, I'm gonna stop there. Basically, this kid wore a mask to school in support of his father, who is, in fact, a cop. And he just thought it was a respectful, nice thing to do, and supporting the police force is not racist by any means. It's actually supporting your country. It's the people that they work for you. They are public servants, and they're basically an extension of our right to be protected and live safely. And why people are attacking this entire workforce of people, I will never understand. Obviously, there's bad apples everywhere. Obviously. Especially when the population is so large, you can actually look and pinpoint anything you want to find. If you want to talk about numbers, you can look directly at the police force and say, well, this many people are doing this. And the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of brutality, any in violence, anything, that shootings, anything that you want to talk about to do with that, it doesn't account for the sheer number of people that are on the police workforce that don't have any of these allegations against them. The actual people that work in these professions, the number of them is astronomical throughout the country. How many police are there just in New York City alone? Something like 20,000, or I'm obviously probably gonna have the numbers wrong because I'm just going off of memory, but it is an astronomical number. It is insane. There's a lot of cops in New York City, but that's just New York City. There's so many all across the country, and you're obviously gonna get statistical numbers that look pretty intense. But you gotta take into consideration the number the sheer number of the population of the United States of America that is also growing by the day since our southern border is completely and totally open. I don't know if they're actually being counted as citizens or not, but they probably are since they're on state benefits already. Most of the ones that haven't even crossed the border yet are already on benefits. They're being given debit cards with taxpayer money. My money. I live paycheck to paycheck. I can hardly afford anything. But the taxes that get taken from me get handed to people that are across the border, still yet to get here, so that they can buy food and shelter themselves and do whatever they need to do until they get into the United States and get on benefits so they can continue to take my tax money. I am not okay with that whatsoever. It's just one of those things that blows my mind. And apparently, another thing that's pretty depressing is, don't you remember over the past 2 years when we were having all the riots and protests and everything that was going on, just all of the insanity during the lockdowns, you know, it's just terrible what was happening to people. And all these protests and real riots that were terrible. Now, we have this freedom convoy going on, and it is not at all like what they're saying it is. Not at all. It is actually one of the largest, most peaceful. Is one of the most peaceful, largest protests I've ever heard about. And, it's Canadians being Canadians, but instead of saying, it is what it is, you know, we could just go home and eat some pancakes and have some maple syrup, eh? No, they finally got pissed off enough to do something about this entire situation, which, you know, I'm kind of surprised that they beat us to the punch. I was pretty sure that Americans would be the first ones to get real pissed off about this entire situation that we're living in right now. But in fact, it's Canadians, and they started this huge movement, and it's spreading across the globe. There's convoy collusions going on in Australia. They're talking about planning another one here in the States, which would be really cool, as long as it stayed peaceful and no one got attacked and no one got hurt. But as we can see now, which I kind of thought was going to start happening, people are losing their minds over someone rightfully protesting a just cause. Now, the Black Lives Matter thing, if you want to protest against injustices, I completely and totally understand that, and I support that 100%. But once you start acting like ravaged animals and start attacking people for no real apparent reason other than just, hey, fuck that guy, I don't like him, that shit's absurd. But these people that are peaceful and not doing anything to anyone, these are the protesters that have literally cleaned off statues. And they were being called terrorists. And they got told that they were defacing federal property and defacing statues, when in fact they cleaned all the bird crap off of a statue and put the Canadian flag in its hand, which is one of the most patriotic things that you could possibly do. They cleaned the statue and put a flag in it, their national flag on the statue. They didn't spray paint it. They didn't topple it over. They didn't pull it down. They didn't destroy it. They did a community service by cleaning it and putting a flag on it, which almost cracks me up. It's great. I love it. But what I don't understand is why they're being demonized so severely. Trudeau, their president, prime minister, whatever you want to call him, he came out with a statement and said, that they were having unacceptable views. If that's not what an authoritarian would do, I don't know what is. You know, this is the same guy that has claimed that he loved dictators and he wishes that he could have been one. Now let's take a listen to some of these news clips.
Winnipeg police were advised of a motor vehicle collision near Broadway and Memorial Boulevard. The initial information was that a westbound Jeep Patriot had driven through a group of protesters that were part of the Freedom Convoy at the legislative grounds. The Jeep then fled west, ultimately going down Portage Avenue, where numerous witnesses reported it traveling at high rates of speed and passing through red lights. With the assistance of the RCMP, Winnipeg Police Service officers were able to stop the vehicle in the 4800 block of Portage Avenue.
Now, I just want to stop that and say something that just came to mind was, do you remember when BLM were attacking cars? They were they lined up the roads and were blocking the cars from moving, and these people that were trying to get through were stopped. They weren't doing anything to anyone. They were just stopped right there in the middle of the road. And we have these people, like this lady that had her kids in the back of her car, scared for her life that she was going to die. And I'm getting to this. She was scared of her life that she was going to die and her kids were going to be harmed because they were smashing out her windows trying to get into her car. So she sped out and she hit some protesters because she was in fear of her life. Now, this person that was in this Jeep Patriot, terrible car. I fucking hate them. They're terrible. I owned one. It was bad. Don't recommend it. Anyway, the person in this Jeep Patriot that injured all these protesters, no one was hitting their vehicle. No one was surrounding their vehicle. This person wasn't threatened whatsoever. This is a scary, scary realization. And this is just the same instance as the holiday parade that was going on in, where was that, Minnesota? Or whatever, close to where the Kyle Rittenhouse thing happened. I can't remember where it was. Wisconsin. This person in his Ford Escape, Ford Explorer, whatever it was, plowed into a bunch of people with the intent to cause harm, and as much harm. He zigzagged in a way that he would intentionally harm as many people as he could. And the news said an out-of-control vehicle struck bystanders. And it was the vehicle that did it, just because it was a black guy. Now, that's not a race thing. But when the news media were to say anything about anybody, if that was a white dude, oh, white supremacist all the way. He'd be demonized and he'd be on every television screen and they'd tell you exactly what they think of him. But this other case didn't fit the narrative, so basically all they did was, oh, well, it's too bad that people got injured, and hope the driver of this Ford is all right. This guy intentionally caused harm, and it was later found out about that, and this guy is in prison, rightfully so. Let's finish watching this.
At approximately 10:30, the lone male driver was arrested after a brief struggle. The Jeep struck four adult males in total. Three sustained minor injuries that did not require medical attention, and that's actually not quite accurate. They were treated at the scene by Winnipeg Fire Paramedic Service, and the fourth was treated in hospital and released. As a result, a 42-year-old male from Headingley, Manitoba, faces charges of assault with a weapon times four, dangerous operation of a conveyance caused bodily harm times two, dangerous operation of a conveyance, failed to stop after accident knowing that the driving was reckless times two, and failed to stop at the scene of an accident times two. And he is currently in custody. We haven't named the individual yet because charges haven't been formally sworn to, and we are obligated to not release a name until that process is complete.
Now that is absolutely intense and insane. Here's another one. This one actually shows a guy getting hit, if you could see it. Audioless, no audio. It's this dash cam video of a trucker. Good thing it was parked the way it was. Yeah, there isn't really anybody even in the road. It's pretty clear. People just standing on the side of the road protesting as they should. Where is this guy? Oh, yep. Oh. He goes around the truck that's in front of him and intentionally hits the protesters. Good lord. Then speeds right off. Classic hit and run. Doesn't care about public safety at all. And this is another thing. These people are being utmost peaceful. Obviously, they're being obnoxious, and they coined the phrase "the great honking," honk, 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 burr, foghorn. They should have more foghorns. That's what they should. All those big loud air horns. Oh, so obnoxious. But yeah, they're annoying the shit out of everyone in Ottawa, and they're all over Reddit complaining about it. I was reading some Reddit pages earlier, and it's all these liberal people just, "I haven't slept in days." Well, the same thing happens when you have a newborn. Get over it. Now, these people that are protesting, they have a goal, and they're trying to peacefully make their voices be heard and try to end the mandates that are hurting everybody. Now, if it hasn't been clear to anybody yet, and even if you don't agree with my side of thinking, you gotta think about it this way. Just think. Freedom of choice. These are things that have been widely available and very, very easily obtainable. We've gotten to the point of time where anyone who wanted to get this treatment would have already gotten it. The debate is over. The people who have not gotten it by now are not getting it. Ever. The people who have got it by now, half of them are having reservations about it because they're thinking about the effectiveness and they're also thinking about the longevity. How many boosters do you need? How many more variants is it going to be before people just say screw it? Now, GoFundMe is starting to take these protesters' money. Now, they fought Kyle Rittenhouse when he was trying to raise legal funds because he was innocent. And he was found innocent. No one can say anything otherwise because a judge ruled it so. So he was found innocent in the court of law. And while he was being tried, everyone was calling him guilty, even though we have a constitutional right of trial and the right of innocent until proven guilty, not guilty until proven innocent. It's the wrong way to look at things. You cannot cast judgment until a judge deems it so by a jury of their peers, at least in America. But Canada, they have a similar legal structure, but it's pretty different in the same sense. GoFundMe took $9 million from these truckers, from funds that were supposed to go towards the movement and helping people not sleep outside in the cold and stuff. Let's look at this clip. It's less than a minute long.
GoFundMe has pulled the plug on the Ottawa Trucker Convoy fundraiser. More than $10 million had been raised. The crowdfunding site will now refund or redirect the vast majority of money to charity, saying the event has become an occupation. Meanwhile, Ottawa police say the new and enhanced strategy will be implemented as the protests over COVID-19.
No one's attacking police. Everyone's getting along.
As the ninth day of demonstrations begins in Ottawa, cities across Canada are bracing for similar rallies. In Quebec, Premier François Legault says authorities will not tolerate trucks hindering locals from getting around, especially with the winter carnival underway. And in Toronto, roads around the Ontario legislature were shut down to ensure the four major hospitals nearby won't be impacted by a planned demonstration. Rallies are also expected in Winnipeg, Regina, and Victoria.
Virginia?
The blockade at the U.S.-Canada border near Coutts, Alberta, continues.
Canada has a district called Virginia? What? I don't know about that. GoFundMe had released a statement saying that their fundraisers that they didn't disclose consisted of Planned Parenthood and BLM. Those were the charitable causes that they were going to be donating the money to. Not all of it, various different ones, but those were the ones that were going to get money. They need to fund the abortions. They don't need to fund the truckers having a protest. So, there you go. And obviously, with all the insanity in the world, it only makes sense that Johnny Knoxville, the old man, he looks pretty broken. They're coming back, and they're making a new Jackass. And I just saw an ad for it. They were covering one of the guys in honey and releasing a bear. And the guy was strapped to a chair, and he's probably going to urinate and defecate himself. He probably scared him shitless. I don't know. You know, come to think of it, I was watching Joe Rogan the other day. Or I wasn't watching it. I was listening to it. I like to listen to his podcast and various other podcasts while I'm working, because it's a good way to pass the time, and it kind of feels like I'm having a conversation. 90% of the time, I work alone, and yeah, I haven't talked about it yet, so I'll tell you. I work in a boat shop, so most of it's all physical, but I've been doing the same thing for so long. Like, I've gotten so adept at my job that it's very mindless. There's no real thought put toward it. And I don't have to think about things. I just, you know, I can go on autopilot and just do what I do. And I was listening to various different episodes of different podcasts. And I was listening to Joe Rogan. I can't remember who he was talking to, but it was hilarious. He was talking to someone about MMA and sparring, and how he was asking about wearing a cup, this and that. And he was sparring in a dojo. He got kicked in the dick so hard that he didn't realize it until he was in the locker room, that he was undressing and found a cup full of blood. It's hilarious. He does a bit about it. Him being a comedian, he had a bit in one of his comedy specials. I remember seeing that after hearing about it on a show. he found all the blood in his cup, and he found out that it was coming out of the tip of his shtick, and was concerned about it and didn't think about it too hard until he got home. And then he was like, man, I don't know, maybe it still works. I don't know if it works anymore. So he decided to rub one out. You know, that makes me think about Johnny Knoxville too, because I don't know if you know, but Johnny Knoxville actually broke his dink and had to have surgery to repair it. And it was just this whole thing. Seeing the new Jackass release, that's for some reason, that was the only thing I thought of, was, I wonder if Johnny Knoxville's dink still works. But, you know, this last bit is one thing that's been, I've been thinking about it for a long time. Yeah, this is, the Western Journal. Sunday, February 6, 2022. Brandy new. Yeah. GoFundMe rips $9 million from the Freedom Convoy. Plan to redistribute to Fortune, the Fortune to approve charities like BLM. I'm just going to read the first paragraph area. The website GoFundMe is taking sides against Canada's Freedom Convoy in a plan that no longer shares most of what's donated to those participated in the coast-to-coast protest. GoFundMe has tried to even further try to go further by taking donor money and spreading it around to GoFundMe chosen recipients, which could have included the likes of Black Lives Matter or the abortion zealot Planned Parenthood. In the end, GoFundMe went into reverse and decided to simply refund everyone's donation. Oh, okay. So, to dismiss what I said earlier, they are reversing everyone's donations, I hope. We don't need even more money funneling into Planned Parenthood as much as you might think so. You may or may not. If you've listened to this far, then you obviously probably side more on the part of a conservative like I do. Now, this has been something that I've thought about many different times, and the Wall Street Journal is starting to talk about it too. Teen girls' sexy TikTok videos take a mental health toll. And this is a huge trend, and it's getting worse. I didn't think it was gonna get worse, but it definitely is. It was bad when it first came out, and there was already all the thoughts or e-thoughts, whatever you want to call them, whatever they were all over the internet. They were on Facebook, they were on Instagram, Instagram models, whatever you want to call them. I wanted to get famous on TikTok, and I learned that if you post stuff showing your body, people will start liking it. Julia, now an 18-year-old high school senior in Sacramento, said. Mental health professionals around the country are growing increasingly concerned about the effects on teen girls posting sexualized TikTok videos. Therapists say teens who lack a group of close friends and teens with underlying health mental health issues, especially girls who struggle with disordered eating and body image issues, are particularly at risk. If they're developing their identity and get swept into a sexual world, it's hugely destructive. A psychologist and director of the New Horizons said. Yeah, she started getting treatment for anxiety and depression and all of this other stuff. And